It was definitely true, probably winter hurling for a lot of spells. It was scrappy. It was a real dogfight and expected nothing else. And it was sort of score for score for a long time. Thankfully, we got the wee burst just sort of in the middle of the second half. Got the goal, sort of gave us that wee bit of momentum, that wee bit of a cushion that we held on for then.
This was going to ask you, how big was the goal? It's obviously a significant score, but in the temperature of the game at that point?
It was massive. Probably... We just needed a score of some sort at that stage, try and keep the scoreboard ticking, and goal's obviously massive, and as I say, it gave us that wee bit of a cushion just to, I suppose, sit back, and we soaked up a wee bit of pressure at the finish, and just held on, I think, 4 or 5 in it at the finish.
I think there's a level 8 times during the game, 6 in the first 20 minutes, then came the goal, and then you've got 4 out of the next 5 points, so...
Yeah.
That was a crucial moment going into half-time.
Definitely they get the goal. I think it was 1-8-8, 5 or 6 to go to half-time. So to reel off 4 in the bounce to get in a point up at half-time was massive. And probably we knew we hadn't done ourselves justice in the first half. And fair play to Porto Ferry for that. They made it very difficult for us. But that wee bit of momentum coming into the second half was big, and it definitely told the end.
And a bit of a change of personnel since last year, you know, Sean has been injured, Coyler's been injured, Jack's away, Chris has come in, so things have changed a bit, but you're still getting results. What is that?
Well, I suppose it's hard to put your finger on, but you know, the likes of Cahill Mannion come in there for first Ulster start, didn't look out of place. Eamon started the day, maybe first start of the championship, really stepped up to the plate, did you say, Chrissy back in.
Possibly Jared's first minutes too, maybe, I'm not sure.
Possibly as well, you know. We just have players wanting to do everything for the jersey and do whatever it takes to get across the line. And whenever you have that team ethos, it carries so far. And this time of year, it's just about winning. Performance, you want it, but if you win, performance is irrelevant.
And 2 weeks to get ready for St John's. I would imagine you weren't in Owenbeg last night,
no.
And you had enough to worry about. But now you can maybe think about it a wee bit.
It's focused straight away. As soon as the final whistle goes there, we've got to get ourselves up for another titanic battle in 2 weeks' time. I've no doubt they were watching there. They've seen maybe where they can get at us. And no doubt we'll turn our focus to them now. Be ready for another massive battle, because we know what'll be coming. They'll be coming to win the trophy, and that's what we're going for too, and we've got to be ready for it.